Bem-vindos à Idade da Pedra.
Thank you. the blackest night. There was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf walking along the side of me. I'm green and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big titty girlie by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bike and be in the side of the mountain. I noticed even the crickets were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch of twig. Then up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak. And then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear to God it was. He had some human flesh up underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know, I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
The can's this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call me that.
That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper, bet your ass I will sign. Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why, there was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer, devil.
But most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, most people are afraid of you. See, they don't know how stupid you are. I happen to know that you jack off to a picture of Puffy Meadows when you get home.
Stupid.
You know, ever since that guy told you that he contained more fluid than Jeff Beck, you've been trying to outdo him. Well, look, I'm going to say one thing to you. This may not register right away, but let me say this. Leave your pickle alone for a couple of nights, you know what I mean? Now, come on. I'm only interested in a couple of things. Wait, is that a note for me? Is somebody passing me a note? What does this say? Frank, please do me a favor. I can't find a brother of mine. I could dig it if you could call him from stage. His name is Dirty Tom Nomads MC. Signed, thanks. Bear or Bean? I can't tell. Well, if he's out there, Dirty Tony D-Law Nomads MC, get in touch with Bean or Bear. And as I was saying, devil, I'm an average sort of a person. You wouldn't believe it, but I'm very much like the people here in this audience tonight.
What?
I think we definitely have something in common.
Wait a minute. I thought you had funny things growing in your hair and all that other shit. I thought, right, weird music. You know, I thought,
listen,
biker and everything. I mean, shit. You
listen,
know, big
carefully.
Titty chick that you just had out here with
listen
the camera.
Listen carefully to me, you know. Old devil.
Uh-huh.
I'm only interested in two things.
Yeah.
See if you can guess what they are.
I would think, let's see, maybe...
Well, I'll give you two clues.
Let's see.
Let go of your pickle.
What?
Let go of your pickle.
I'm not holding my pickle.
Well, who's holding your pickle then?
I don't know. She's at an audience. Hey, Dale, would you like to come up here and hold my pickle to satisfy this weird man out here on the stage?
You're probably wondering why we call it a pickle.
I hate
to squeal on you, Bozio. I mean, devil. But look, I'm only interested in two things.
Oh, wait a minute. All I have to say is, God help me, even though I have this fucking mask on.
Listen, if you think that mask looks bad, you ought to see his pickle. I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer. You know what I mean?
What? Titties and beer?
Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
I don't know if you're the right guy.
Titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because that's magic game.
And then the devil let go of the pickle, and out come my girl. They heard the titties pop. All around the world, she said,
I got me 3 beers and a fistful of downs, and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you clowns.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff.
Whoa, tinsel time.
Well, the devil was mad, I took off to my pad. I swear I do declare,
how did you get back there?
I swear I do declare,
how did you get back there?
I swear I do declare,
how did you get back there?
I swear I do declare,
how did you get back there?
That's enough of the devil and his famous pickle. We're going to make another dramatic, if somewhat rickety segue into another song called Cruising for Burgers. Wait a minute.